Let's just spell out another question here. Okay, we're dealing with the katana neva. If the question is if a thick string has to be katana neva of itself or even a thin string. So they go to the simbaya. Seemingly, does it have to actually be tied or is it just an objectified shear? So the Gemara answer is no, koshkein to minkar and society fe. It's more nikar. So we say, what does the nikar event do with it? That's the main problem, the sigi. But another problem is, it's funny. The Gemara asks anybody, two-sided. And then he answers, no, koshkein to minkar and society fe. Is he like, what's the Gemara adding? Is he just picking a side of the Ibaya? I mean, like, there are two sides. There are two logical sides. So now, what happened to the other side? It sounds like he's somehow saying the whole Ibaya is off base. That's what it sounds like somehow, you know what I mean? Because otherwise, just say, you hold like this side. Is he just passing like one of the sides? Or it sounds like the Gemara is not even saying teku. The Gemara just says, that's it. That's a proof. So it must be that he's adding some new feature to the floor which wasn't present in the original Ibaya, which before you added this feature, there wasn't Ibaya, and it would have been a good question. But then kol shekein means forget about it. There's nothing to talk about anymore. That's what it sounds like. You know what I mean? Because otherwise, it's just paskin one on the side. So you can't even argue. That's not an argument. That's not, what about the other side? You know? This point has to have the power to resolve the Ibaya. He's not coming to explain the Ibaya, he's resolving the Ibaya. So this has to be, you have to explain the Ibaya in a way, and then you have to show how this point resolves the Ibaya and knocks it out. Knocks out the other side. It makes it not a question anymore. That's what you have to show. Sometimes you have the Gemara say this type of thing explicitly. It says, like, Basar the Ibaya Hadar Pashta. Whereas after they asked the question, it then became simple. Yeah, that's... So sometimes it says that explicitly. It sounds like that's what's going on here without the Gemara actually saying that. But it sounds like there was an Ibaya. And then Rav Acha Brei D'Rava came along and made this point, and then it was Hadar Pashta. Sounds like it. Because then the Gemara doesn't say Teiko anymore. It doesn't. That's it. It's all over. So it sounds like somehow this point has the ability to be Poshet D'Abaya. And that's the way we have to understand how it could do that. It sounds almost as if Rav Acha is saying to Rav Ashi, he says, bad question. Kol shekein. It's obvious. So what kind of question is that? But so you have to explain what was Rav Ashi thinking and what was Rav Acha's counterpoint, which made it into a non-question. Okay, doesn't sound Rav Acha's just picking a side. That's not kol shekein. That's not kol shekein. That's saying I like side B. That's not kol shekein. Maybe the other side's still got it. And Rav Acha's saying I like this side. He's not saying that. He's saying kol shekein. Kol shekein is only valid if it means it's logically it must be this way. So when Rav Ashi apparently had another side, what happened to the other side? Okay, so the question is like this. At first the question is, the assumption which Rav Ashi is going with is that what defines a chut? What's a chut? A chut is a functional item. Okay? Something which has to be a chut means it has a certain function. That's what a chutim are, to tie things, to sew things, which is weaving, which is right. So a chut is basically a functional item. So therefore it has to have a function. So the only question, so then the Hizabaya is, that being the case, does it have to actually function? Or do you say, since this is halacha, even though a chud is a functional item, but what the Torah does is it takes the function and gives it, makes it into a shir. Okay, because that's halacha as shira. So even though it's essentially a functional thing, but since it's an objectified system, and you don't didn't want it to be, you just go around tying strings all over and check them out. Rather, it made it an objectified shear. But the shear is essentially the shear which is objectively defined as tieable, as functional. Okay, the function was given objectivity. Okay, it was objectified. That is the Ibaya. Since the shechut is a functional thing, was it purely left as the function, and you just actually check out the function, or was the function converted into a shear? Okay, that was the Ibaya. Okay? Just a good Ibaya. Right? Fine. And if that were the case, one could say take or whatever, you know? And that seems to be, you can't resolve that. It's not a kol shekein. There's two logical ways to do it. Halach could do either one. And you don't know this. That's his question. He thought it was a great question. Okay? And then Rav Acha, right? Rav Acha? Yeah, Rav Acha brayed the Rav. Rav Acha came along and said, no. Yeah, it's not true. You misunderstand Canadian. Katea Neva does not mean that a chut is a functional item. Okay? See, a chut is a substance, a chut is material. Okay? See, the only thing is that why does it have to be a shir gedumen? I want you to say it's chut, it's a material, kol shehu. But the answer is that he knew, the Gemara knows, it's clear, that a kol shehu, a chut, it has to be substantial. You can't have a chut, a kol shehu can't be a chut. Right? Even though a chut is really just a piece of material. But if the thing is nothing, it's a kol shehu, that it lacks in being a substantial enough to be defined as chut. Okay? So it's substance, but the substance has to have a certain quantity in order to be defined as it's substantial. Okay? There's certain things that's like chasha, substantial, nikkur, and it's a substantial entity. Okay? And to be, that's really what a chud is. A chud is it's material which has a certain property of substantiality. Okay? Now the question is, but how do you objectify substantial? What are you going to say? Kazayas? Netzpa, tefach, from where do you draw on to make it substantial? Where is your framework upon which to draw to make it substantial? How do you measure that? Okay, so the way in which the Torah did it is through Kedei Neiva. That what makes it substantial? How do you say that this string, this piece of material is substantial? If it has function. Okay, if it has the ability to function, then the chut gain substantiality. But it's not because the function that a chut is an item of function. Now a chut is material which is substantial. The function is just a measure of its significance, of its substantiality. Okay? So that being the case, are you with me so far?
Yeah.
Okay. So that being the case, now you ask a question that's like this. Is let's say you have two strings. Okay? Forget the name of it for a second. Okay? You have two strings. Okay, and one of them, the same length. Okay, one of them is double as thick as the other one. Okay, and I ask you, I say, which string is more substantial? Okay, the answer has to be the one which is double as thick. Okay, because it's double as thick. Okay, so it's a more substantial thing. I mean, that's something small. Bigger is more substantial than smaller. Okay, it's substantial. I mean, it's a size is a fact. It's something, it's the same exact length, and it's the width is double, then the length is the same, width is double. Of course, it's more substantial. Okay? So the thing is like this. He's saying, so it cannot be that Kedei Aniva, that when they said that Kedei Aniva is the measure of substantiality, it's not possible to say that they said that Kedei Aniva means you have to actually tie it. That wouldn't be logical, because it would turn out an absurd conclusion that you're going to end up having two strings and the thicker one is going to be less substantial than the thinner one. Okay, because that's not possible. It's contradictory to your sense of substantiality. So therefore, since Kedei Aniva, the whole idea of Kedei Aniva is to define the thing as substantial, it's not possible to say that they made Kedei Aniva when they chose Kedei Aniva as the measure of substantiality, it goes by that you have to actually be able to tie Kedei Aniva, because that would lead to the opposite conclusion. Rather, it must be that it was the length, a length which in a thin string could be Kedei Aniva, that length is defined as a substantial length. And of course, if you make the string thicker, it's going to be even more substantial. Okay? But the point is that since the idea of Kedei Aniva is not Machmas Atzmo, if it's Machmas Atzmo, you could say it doesn't have to be really tight or not. If essentially it's functional, you say it has to be functional. But since the whole idea of Kedei Aniva function is simply as a sheer insubstantiality, it's not logical. It's going to end up being counter the whole idea if you were to say that it goes by each particular chut, because you're going to end up saying something which is more substantial is really less substantial. So what kind of measure of substantiality is that? So the only way to understand it is to say that it's really the length, which is, let's say, an inch, is substantial, because that is, an inch is a length which lends itself to being tight, and of course in a thin string. Now if you make it thicker the better. Kosher can make it a tefei, makes it even better. Alright, substantial isn't based upon some theoretical world of the scientific analysis. It's based upon the way man looks at things. Is it chashiv? Is it not chashiv? So chashiv is not based upon a conceptual analysis. Something thicker is more substantial than something thinner. You don't say, well, the thicker thing could be tied in the thinner. Yeah, but that's not the way substantiality is measured. Okay, so now maybe we could take the question on the Rambam. So the Rambam and the Ref. So the question is that you had any baya before about one string or eight strings? Does it mean the length which one string could tie itself in a knot, or eight strings could tie themselves into a knot? Right? That was a question. And we said, do you measure, in other words, since and sitzis, it's eight entities, eight strings, which come together to form one entity. So the question is could it be defined as significant through, because each of its components in its own right is significant? As could tie? Or do you say it has to have k'day aniva, the unit as a whole has to have that property of k'day aniva? That's what we said, the basic idea. Okay. So that's nirbaya. The Gemara leaves it, take it. So the simple way to paskin, the Rosh says, is a deoraisa, so he's paskin, so there's the chumra. That has to be the thickness of the eight, right? Because why would he say it's a derabana? Well, the rabbanon just made this thing up. I mean, on the surface, you say gedumim, kama shir gedumim, the Gemara asks. How is the shir gedumim? Implying, obviously, there has to be a shir of gedumim. It's a svara. It can't be that there's no shir. I could be kosher. So gedumim has to be a shir. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara implies that it's a deoraisa. And it's, again, it's mastaber. It's hard to say it's derabana. So therefore, the Rosh says, so deoraisa l'chomra. But the Rambam and the Rif Paskin seemingly, again, the Rambam's Lashon, doesn't, he just says, if Nisha Kedain Eva, it seemed that if he held that it means Kedain Eva of all eight strings, he has to say that. And the Kesef Mishnah picks up on that. I think Kesef, maybe Lachman, I think it's Kesef Mishnah, picks up on it and says, so why the Rambam say, it seems like the Rambam's Paskining Lakula, that it really just has to be the length that one string could tie into itself. Well, why is he Paskining Lakula if it's a Deraita? So he says, so it must be the Rambam learns that it's the Rambam. That the whole shiur is when the really minatorah gedum is enough with the kalshu, but minatorah they said, you know what, it has to be k'dan eva. So we said that's difficult to answer. It seems difficult because with the rabbanon, how does that work out exactly? Was it like a siyag? Like why the rabbanon change it? If the rice, first of all, if the rice was the kalshu, the kalshu. Why should the rabbanon come in and step in and change around the thing? And he said also again, the gemara seems to be once he said gedumim, the gemara says kama shiur gedumim. I mean, maybe there is no shir gedum. Maybe it's called shir. I think Gemara, it's like the Gemara knew that a gedum has to have a shir. It seems mistaber that there has to, they can't say a kalshu. A kalshu, a minuscule thing is going to be a gedumim. So it must be there's a shir. So if there's a shir, so that shir is k'dei aniva. So it's hard to say from the Gemara that it's a durabana. So it would answer the problem why they paskin lakula, but it seems to be a stretch to say it's durabana. Okay, I mean, obviously you can't say it, but it seemed to be, it would be better if we could, if we don't have to say that. Okay? So I want to say, I'll tell you the type of answer I want to say first, and then I'll show you the specific. But I want to say is like this: is that when the Gemara had two Gemara, let's take the Gemara. Gemara had two questions. First question was: is it one or eight? The Gemara said take it. Then the Gemara asked another question. The Gemara asked: is let's say it's thick. If it's too thick to be taught, you know, right? In that case, too thick to be neva. But if it were thinner, it would be neva. What's the thing? That was Rav Ashi's baya. And Rav Acha said, no, kol shekein the minker mitzayot baya, right? So what I want to say is that once the Gemara, once Rav Acha came along and said Kol Shekein and knocked out Rav Ashi's Ebaya and threw the whole sugya into a different light, right? That's what Rav Acha came along and did. He said, Rav Ashi, that question doesn't really make sense. It's a bad question. So once he did that and he threw the Gemara into a different light, then the original Ebaya isn't a Tegu anymore. As it resolved the original Ebaya. It's because of the concept which Rav Acha added to the sugya, the first ibaya also becomes an ifshit. Okay, now how so? Again, that's a chiddush. It's a chiddush because the Gemara doesn't take it back. But I'm saying the Gemara says teku. Teku sounds like Tishbitar's kishus, but it's not Rav Acha. But I don't know if it's. I don't think it's impossible to say that. As I say, that was the Gemara held at that point. It was the ibaya. But then the Gemara put the next ibaya afterwards, and if you understand it conceptually, it knocks it out. Now, the question is, how so? How so? Yes, so the question is, how to do that? How to do that? So the thing is like this, and I think it's not so far-fetched, because the question is like this. We're saying that it's, the idea now is that it's a substantial, that the tzitzis has to be substantial. That's the idea of k'dei aniva, is that it's substantial. Now, the thing is like this, is the question is, if you have one, is it the shear of one chut being able to be tied, or eight strings being able to be tied, right? Now, let's say you'd have one string, which is, let's say again, an inch is for one string and 2 inches for two strings, let's just say, okay? So if you have one inch, which is one string, which is 1 inch long, you're going to say that's defined as substantial because of k'daniva, right? True? Mm-hmm. That's what you're saying. Now let's say you have 8 strings, which are each one inch long, okay? 8 strings, which are each 1 inch long, okay? Now there's a unit here, okay? Now the question is, are you going to define this unit as being substantial? Okay. Well, again, the Gemara said, kol shekin mikra v'nisayu tefach, which means that the thicker the better. In terms of substantial, if one string that was 1 inch long is substantial, then the unit, the bundle of 8 strings, which is 1 inch long, is certainly going to be substantial, because it's mikra v'nisayu tefach. Right? It's a thicker entity. It's like a thicker string. And if you're saying the whole svara to say 8 had to be tied is because you're saying it must be defined as kedei neiva on the unit as a whole. Now, the unit of 8 strings, if you look at this unit and you want to say, is it substantial? Well, if one string were substantial at that length, then 8 strings has to be substantial at that, because it's a thicker thing. Mm-hmm. So if you want to say you have to define the thing as substantial via each of its individual components, so then certainly the 8 strings are 1 inch long. Each one is substantial in its own right. If you want to say, you have to look at the unit as a whole, but the unit as a whole, you can't say 1 inch isn't significant for the unit as a whole, because 1 inch was significant for a thinner unit, and this is the Kamin Kerb Sayyid Tfei. This is even more significant because it's thicker. So it's basically, if you're saying that you have to view it as one unit, so it becomes a thicker string. So if 1 inch was good for a thin string, then the Gemara, that's exactly the same case. That a thicker string, if you want to say the group of 8, does that group reflect Kedei Aniva? See, if back in the original way that Kedei Aniva meant that it has to actually function, it didn't, because they can't function. But now that you're saying that it's not based upon function in reality, the whole function is just to define as significant, if one was significant, then 8 of that length is going to be more significant. So therefore, it's going to be kosher. So therefore, the Rambam says that it's only all you really need is one string, because it's the length which a chut could be tied. So once that length, so that's the length going to be for 8 strings also. The point is, how much is a shear as a chut defined as significant? Okay. Now, if you have one chut, if you just had one chut, and you wanted to say how much, when is that significant? So you say k'dani, then the length is when it could be tied. Right. If you have one string, that's the length, which is an inch. Okay. Now the question is let's say you have 8 strings together, and you want to say this bundle, right? Because that's the whole svara here that we said yesterday. Is that in order that the tzitzis as a unit has to have the characteristic of Kedei Aniva.
Right.
Okay? Now, if you want to say the bundle of 8 strings is significant, so the question is a bundle of 8 strings 1 inch long, is that considered significant? Okay? Well, if one string 1 inch long is significant, then adding strings is only going to make it more significant, not less significant.
Right.
So once the Gemara changed from the actuality of tying to tying as simply being a measuring rod for significance, so now 8 strings is going to have to be significant. More that length, if 1 inch is enough to make the component 1 string significant, it's going to have to be enough to make a grouping of 8 strings significant, because it's more significant when you add strings. So therefore, if you want to say that tzitzis has to be significant through each of its components, so then 1 inch is good, because each one is 1 inch, each string could be tied, right? If you want to say that the unit as a whole has to reflect the quality of significance, so if you have a unit of 8 strings, then 1 inch is going to be significant. Because if 1 inch is significant for one string, then 1 inch is going to have to be significant for a thicker unit, because that's kol shekin mikra v'nisayu tefei. That's exactly Rachel's point. So therefore, whichever way you're going to go, 1 inch is going to be enough. So that's why the Rambam paskins 1 inch. He paskins the shear of kedei aniva from 1 string, because you can't say it has to be a shear of kedei aniva from 8 strings. That would be saying that it goes per string, that every single thing has to be tied. But that's exactly what Rav Acha knocked out.